Graham dies, McConnell hospitalized, and Democrats fracture ahead of midterms. Senator Lindsey Graham died at 71 after a sudden illness, removing from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee one of the most versatile political operators in the Republican Party, a figure who had navigated the gap between hardliners and pragmatists on foreign policy across multiple administrations. His death comes at a moment when the U.S. is conducting active military operations in the Gulf. South Carolina's Republican governor will appoint a successor, keeping the seat red, but institutional knowledge and relationships built over decades do not transfer by appointment. Graham's death coincides with Mitch McConnell approaching a full month hospitalized. Work crews have been renovating McConnell's Washington home while he remains in the hospital, and CNN took the unusual step of publicly distancing itself from commentator Scott Jennings' claim to have spoken with the senator, an extraordinary move that suggests either the network could not verify Jennings' account or that someone close to McConnell pushed back hard enough to prompt a formal statement. The Senate's senior Republican leadership is in genuinely fragile shape. On the Democratic side, veteran strategist James Carville publicly accused far-left primary winners of undermining Democratic chances in the 2026 midterms by targeting moderate incumbents rather than focusing energy on defeating Republicans. The argument has consumed Democratic internal politics for roughly a decade, and it is sharpening now because the stakes are real. Democrats see a potential path to a Senate majority, but need to hold and flip seats in states where far-left nominees would likely lose general elections. Democrats are also watching their Senate majority hopes reportedly erode in Maine and Michigan. Kamala Harris published an essay calling on Democrats to grow a backbone on voting rights, specifically warning about redistricting implications after the Supreme Court's gutting of the Voting Rights Act. Her decision to write essays rather than lead a formal political operation suggests she has not settled on her next institutional role, but she is clearly positioning herself as a voice on civil rights and democratic participation. Separately, a Kansas ballot amendment to elect Supreme Court justices directly, driven by voter frustration over abortion rulings, is emerging as a potential bellwether. Kansas was the first state to reject a post-Dobbs abortion restriction in a referendum, and another such vote there would signal that populist pressure on the judiciary is not limited to the federal level.